Today is Monday, August 22nd, 2022, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen, and today is no different. So we had a weekend. This is the third time I'm recording this. Because I wasn't happy with the first one. And then I recorded a second one and it was great. And my Rodecaster Pro 2 lost the files. I don't know what happened. And so anyway, it lost the files and I tried to recover them, but the application I found on the Mac was super expensive and it didn't find them anyway, and I've got to get on with my evening. So now I'm recording again. So hopefully everything, knock on wood, will be okay. So anyway, we had a weekend. We recorded Mix Minus. What I was saying about, you know, before my files got deleted is that we talked about a lot of stuff. The show itself was good. We had a really funny segment that was my story, but I think it was funny because we were talking about me edging the lawn, but it was just funny. The word edging is, double entendre, and it was very funny. But after the show, I watch all these technology YouTube channels, and Daniel does as well, but he also, you know, whatever. We both like tech, and I've seen these videos on this AI-powered art. And we were talking about it, and Daniel, and the one that I've seen most recently is not available for public use at the moment. You can sign up on a list, and you can basically, they'll eventually give you access, but I signed up weeks ago and I haven't gotten access, and all these YouTubers have been given access because, you know, they're promoting it or whatever. But it's DALL-E 2, DALL-E. It's after WALL-E, I believe it's named after WALL-E. But anyway, so I haven't been able to try it out. And Daniel was aware of one called DALL-E Mini. I guess it's DALL-E. I'm not sure. But anyway, so we were putting in prompts like Big Fatty Eats Bacon and all of these. And it was funny. We were posting them. You know, it's not a video podcast, but, you know, the chat room gets the benefit of seeing the things that we're talking about. And so we were posting these photos in the chat room. And anyway, it was fun. We had a good time. And then I needed to go to bed because although I didn't end up going to bed early, because as I've said before, when I'm done with the show, I'm hyped up and I need to, you know, basically unwind. And so I'll put on some YouTube or some show or whatever, and I end up not going to bed for another hour after we're done recording. And anyway, so I did that and then I went to bed, and the next day I was picking up my parents at the airport. They had been in Switzerland and Finland, and so they were getting back. We had kept their dog Shane for, I want to say, 19 or 20 days. And we love Shane, but the thing is, he has this cough. And so at night, he will either wake us up in the middle of the night, or it'll be hard for us to fall asleep because he's coughing. And so we were ready to get rid of him because we haven't gotten a good night's sleep in the past, 19 or 20 days. So I got up in the morning. Their flight was arriving around 9:45. So I wanted to take Shane back. I needed to pick up their car because they pack a lot. And Mark and I, even though Mark has an SUV, it's a small SUV, like a very small SUV. You almost couldn't even call it an SUV. And so neither of our cars will hold myself, my parents, and all of their luggage. Like it's just not, at least not comfortably. And they have a larger SUV, and so it will carry all of it. So I took Shane back to their house, picked up their SUV, drove to the airport, and waited in the cell phone lot. And I don't know why they call it a cell phone lot. I don't know if that's because you like text message the person you're picking up and say, hey, you know, I'm here. Tell me when you're... I'm not sure. I'm sure there was a reason. Maybe that's it. I'm not sure. But or maybe, you know, they call you when they're ready. So you're just sitting in. It's a lot where you wait. And then you get a call on your cell phone and then you go pick them up. But I texted them. I said, hey, I'm here, but I'm in the cell phone lot. You know, let me know when you're at baggage claim and I'll come to arrivals. So they immediately texted me back and said, well, we just landed, but we're still taxiing or whatever. So we'll let you know when we get to baggage claim. So about, I don't know, 5 or 10 minutes later, I'm not sure how long. I was listening to a podcast, so I'm not sure. They messaged me back and said, hey, we're at baggage claim. And so I drove to arrivals, picked them up. And anyway, so then drove them home, showed them my expert edging. And it wasn't, it was jagged as hell. But, you know, I talked about that on Mix Minus, so you should listen to the most recent. But it was difficult because I didn't realize my stepfather doesn't edge his lawn. And I used the sidewalk as my guide, you know, to make a straight line. But his grass was grown so far over, I couldn't find the line. And it was a nightmare. Anyway, I did it, you know, it looks okay. It looks very neat, but there's some jaggedness where I was trying to get it straight. So anyway, I went and picked up breakfast for Mark and I, and I got, actually, it was 10:45, so fast food restaurants had stopped serving breakfast, so I just got a little burger and a medium fry from McDonald's for me. But then I got him kolaches, which I've talked about before. They're like pigs in a blanket, except much larger, and the pastry is a little bit different than your normal pigs in a blanket. It's more of a puffy donut-y kind of dough, but it's not sweet. And he likes those anyway. And so I got him a couple of those and came home. We ate and we watched a little YouTube or TV or something. I'm not sure. And then for my birthday, I wanted to go see a movie. And so I decided we were going to go see Jurassic Park or Jurassic World, even though it only has a 30% on Rotten Tomatoes. But I was like, you know what? It's Jurassic Park. I want to see it at the theater because it's, you know, big special effects and big, huge dinosaurs and stuff. And it's a popcorn movie. I mean, it's one of those, you know, spectacle movies that you want to go see at the theater. So we went to see that. And then, you know what? I enjoyed it. I wouldn't have given it a 30. I might have given it like a 60. But it was enjoyable. I had my strawberry slush and it was a good time, you know. Then we ran a couple of errands. And because like there were a couple of stores near the theater that we needed to go to. Mark wanted to look at a bag at Lululemon and we had bought a T-shirt for Sydney and it was too small. So we needed to go to PetSmart and exchange that. So we did those two things. And then we went and had a steak dinner at, I'm going to get it wrong, Longhorn Steakhouse, I believe. Because they had sent me a coupon for a free dessert for my birthday. And so anyway, we did that and it was good. I had one of those situations where you see someone from your past. I'll just leave it at that. He was bringing out food to the table. Distant past. all right. For more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ+ friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.